堂听 class.com。
In the Company of Women by Sarah Gracie. A brief glance at the Sunday Times rich list reveals that marriage, followed at the earliest opportunity by widowhood or divorce, is still a woman's quickest route to serious wealth. But the list shows something else too. In the last 20 years, a number of women who have started their own businesses in humble and obscure ways,with tiny amounts of capital and almost no training, have built large-scale empires. While a recent survey carried out by the Institute of Management informs us that less than 5% of directors of UK companies are now women, up on the 2% figure of 1990, the picture in the entrepreneurial sector is changing rapidly.The roll call of women who have built multi-million pound businesses is diverse. They have built their businesses across all sectors.
The following chart lists 10 female complaints that men easily misinterpreted, as well as how men might respond unsupportively. 10 common complaintsthat are easily misinterpreted. Women say things like this. Men respond like this. We never go out. That's not true. We went out last week. Everyone ignores me.I'm sure some people notice you.
The large number of startups, we are beginning to see the development of a new business culture, not always dedicated to the pursuit of profit. A recent survey conducted by Barclays, Women in Business, records that women state independence as the primary motivation for starting their own businesses, closely followed by a need for flexibility,in terms of combining work and home life, with money coming a poor third. For men, money is stated as the main reason. I started my own business because I was tired of working in a corporation where most of the directors and senior figures were men, and the culture was dominated by values I didn't always feel particularly comfortable with, says one woman, who worked for a major consultancyBefore setting up her own multimedia company. I don't have to experience any friction with workplace culture. Now I run my own business. I love the independence it gives, and I also don't think I would have achieved nearly as much if I hadn't done it. Interestingly, though, the gap between men and women's objectives seems to shrink after time. Although independence is stated as the primary goal at startup,45% of women in the Barclays survey see financial growth as their main objective after a few years of running a business successfully. Both men and women agree that women face more difficulties in setting up their own businesses. The main reasons for this are the difficulty of finding adequate childcare, the fact that, at the outset, colleagues and business contacts do not take women as seriously as men.And the fact that some customers and suppliers still seem to prefer to do business with men. Where 30% of women record these as obstacles to startup, less than 10% see them as continuing problems once they have been trading successfully for a few years. It also appears that over time, women find ways of balancing home life and work life more effectively, and that they experience enhanced confidenceand higher levels of ambition through seeing the erosion of discrimination. Whatever the motivation, the greater involvement of women in entrepreneurial activities is providing a new cultural backcloth for UK PLC. And it is clear too that women have been extremely resourceful in dealing with one of the most notorious obstacles to their power, unequal access to capital. While women in this country do not have to face some of the more extreme forms of discrimination, women have access to approximately 2% of the world's capital, while forming over 50% of its population. They may still face an unequal struggle when they present themselves to a bank or venture capital company. It is worth noting that many of the women who are now successful businesswomen have built their businesses organically, without recourse to venture capital or stock market listing, and with a fairly minimal use of bank loans. Many women entrepreneurs openly boast that they never had to take a loan or sell a single share in their businesses. There is evidence to suggest that women may be better than men at surviving the crucial first 3-year period of a startup, during which over 40% go bust. Arlene Wouters of the British Association of Female Entrepreneurs attributes this to women's financial management skills, honed through housekeeping and multiple tasking. Women tend to expand more slowly and carefully. They don't go for the high-risk strategy and will seek venture capital less than men. They tend to put away more for a rainy day, and in the recession of the early 1990s, more businesses run by women survived than those run by men. Finally, few are in any doubt about women's people management skills. Both men and women entrepreneurs affirm their belief in women's superior communication skills and the significance of these for building a successful business. Wouters says, "Most women entrepreneurs have had some bad experience of the workplace in the form of the glass ceiling, and that tends to make them more sympathetic to their staff. Also, women have a more team-oriented approach. They like to work with the emotional support of their staff and to have cooperation and openness, rather than opposition and leading from the front. This attracts customers and builds business. It can also make them great fun to work for."